Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films. Every week we talk about current cinema, the latest trailers, and we pick a new favorite film every single episode.
But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts!
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
Now, here's your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD.
Welcome back to the Back in Time podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Autry, joined as always by my co-host, JD. JD, how are you today?
I am feeling like a hot dog wrapped in a bun. It's baseball season, and I'm ready to run.
God, you had to talk about hot dogs right away. Now I'm super hungry.
Right?
There's nothing like a good hot dog in a baseball game.
It's so true. We need to hit a baseball game up this summer.
It's on our list. We're making that happen.
Done.
I'm going to try and make it happen at a minor league stadium where we get to meet people from the Sandlot and interview them at the stadium. That's my goal.
So that means Indiana, because there's no pro baseball teams in Indiana.
Minor league teams.
No pro teams.
Yeah, they're pro. They get paid.
Yeah, but on a minor scale.
Potato cock. So we want to thank you guys for hitting the download button. As always, make sure you guys rate, review, and subscribe to the show. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, CastBox, YouTube. Just hit that little subscribe button. That'll make sure you never miss an episode. And that's the best way to help support the show. The other way you can support us is by following us. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Everything is at Back in Time Pod. Like us, retweet us, burp at JD. He's at Unjust Justin. I'm at KAutry29. And this week we're talking about Major League from 1989, the sports comedy film. JD, what are your first memories of watching Major League?
I have a funny story about the first memories of Major League.
Put it in me.
This was a movie that my grandfather rented on VHS that we watched probably in like 91 or 92. If you recall, there's the part where the owner, she says, "Yoo-hoo!" when she walks into the locker room.
Yeah.
So growing up, we lived with my grandfather for a little while, and he lived right next door to his sister, my great grand aunt. I don't even know what you would call that.
I don't either.
But she would always come over to my grandfather's, and she would open the door and she would shout out, "Yoo-hoo!" Like, that's how she announced there she was. There's Aunt Jer. We're watching Major League, and the part where the owner shouts out "Yoo-hoo!" happens, and my grandpa's dog jumped to his feet and sprinted to the door because he thought Aunt Jer was there.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was really cute.
How old do you think you were?
6, 7 years old.
Okay. See, Blockbuster night, probably 91, 92.
Right in there.
Pushing something. Okay. Yeah, I don't remember, you know, how I saw it other than, you know, it was a red. Oh, my God. Punch me in the face next time you see me. I almost said it was a Redbox rental. Fuck me.
I was going to punch you regardless, so.
Well, yeah, fair enough. It was a Blockbuster night where I probably went and saw every movie on the shelf before picking Major League, because that's what I like to do. Probably talked my old man into a bag of Skittles because I wouldn't shut up about it. With that being said, I do remember this being a VHS rental. I don't think we ever bought this movie, but I do remember, you know, getting it when I had my own money and I could afford to go to a store and buy it, and just getting the special edition DVD. So I think I actually have the Blu-ray special edition now, so I've upgraded. Do you own this movie, JD?
I do not, unfortunately, so I will be renting it from Vudu or Amazon or something of the like.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like I wish you were closer. I would just go I may send you a little birthday present. We'll just leave it at that.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Enjoy your bag of shit. does it look like poop to you? Don't put it out with your boots, Ted.
Don't tell me my business, devil woman.
Well, let's get to the trailer here, man. So we're going to hop onto YouTube. If you're able to get onto a device and pull it up, join us here. Just type in Major League Trailer. You'll be looking for the one titled Major League Trailer 1989 RCA. It has 16,000 views and was uploaded by Toombi Boy's VHS Vault. I hope I'm saying that right. For sure, just be Zombie Boy. And then I'll give a 3-2-1 click countdown and we'll watch this together. JD, are you ready?
Let's do it.
Here we go. 3-2-1 click.
Harry Doyle here, welcoming all of you to another season of Indians baseball.
Here's a list of the players we'll be inviting to camp.
This guy here is dead.
Cross him off then.
We'd love for you to come to spring training for a shot at this year's club.
By the way, you were with me last night. Who's this chick on top of me?
We'd still like to take a look at you in our spring camp.
Not sure I can make it by then.
Who is that?
Serrano. What's his religion?
Voodoo.
Hey! Billy Mays Hayes here. Play like Mays, and I run like Hayes. How you doing?
What the hell league you been playing in?
California Penal.
Don't you have any proven major league talent?
No, I want to put together a team that'll help us relocate to Miami.
You want us to lose?
We've been losing. What I want is for us to finish dead last.
This year, the Cleveland Indians have a multi-talented team.
The first offering, just a bit outside.
They're masters of the sacrifice.
He's looking to sacrifice a live chicken.
One old chicken, just like you said.
The double play.
Excuse me. I have a much better body than she does.
Thank you for me, she really does.
And the pickoff.
Every time we win, we peel a section.
Tom Berenger.
Super underskirt stuck.
Use your imagination.
Charlie Sheen.
These things make me look ridiculous.
Seeing's the most important thing, son. I don't think you're that important.
Corbin Burnson. And Bob Uecker.
Hey, with swings and crushes one toward South America.
Major League.
That ball wouldn't have been out of a lot of parks.
Name one.
Yellowstone.
All right, JD, start us off. What'd you think of the trailer?
So Wesley Snipes gets no love in the trailer?
He got a little bit of love. Willie Mays Hayes, and you watch him not get a stolen base and fall about 4 feet short.
Yeah, but he doesn't get his name dropped or included or anything. He plays a prominent part, and he brings a lot of comedy. Willie Mays is probably one of my favorite ball players ever. So I love Willie Mays Hayes and the character, and I love everything that Omar Epps brings in the sequel.
Yeah.
But for him to not be included, it's just, he's such a probably bigger star than everyone else in this movie.
Yeah, there's definitely an argument to be made there. I will say, you know, at the time, he hadn't really done anything. This is kind of his breakout role here. Because he follows up Major League with Kings of New York and then goes to New Jack City and then Jungle Fever and White Man Can't Jump and Passenger 57. So he's kind of a nobody at this point. He had done like a couple, like one episode of a TV series and like some made for TV movie.
Yeah, but Blade is ageless.
Right.
So you have to think that he's really like 80, 90, 1,000 years old at this point.
Okay. Yeah. We have to get into one of my favorite movies of Wesley Snipes ever, Passenger 57. Jack Cutter also has a great villain in there. I love, who's the villain in that movie? Is it Sizemore?
Oh, he's Ben on Black.
Yeah. I think, pretty sure it's Tom Sizemore. And then there's like the other guy who looks like he's kind of foreign. Do you know who I'm talking about? He had like the blonde hair.
Alex Winter.
Dude. Okay. Yeah, we'll just call him Alex Winter. It's Bruce Payne. That's what his name was. Yeah, we're going to get into that at some point. I like the trailer. I didn't like the voiceover guy. I thought he kind of brought the level of excitement down a little bit. He was a little cheesy for me here. He didn't have that cool voiceover guy tone to him. But for the most part, yeah, I kind of laughed throughout. I love this movie.
See, I'm going to go ahead and disagree with you, and I'm going to say the voiceover guy did a phenomenal job, because to me, he sounded like a baseball announcer.
Maybe that's what they were going for, but you already have one of the greatest baseball announcers already in the trailer, Bob Uecker. Should have just had him do it.
Famous for Mr. Belvedere, you're right.
Just a bit outside. I love that line.
That was actually really a great Uecker.
I do a decent Uecker, yeah.
You do a decent Uecker. You need to put that on your resume.
It just, on my resume under interesting facts or skills, it just says, does a decent Uecker.
Hey.
Like, can you explain that a little bit? I'm like, just a bit outside.
You have my endorsement.
There you go. Okay, cool. Well, let's dive into the box office numbers. So Major League debuted at the box office on April 7th, 1989. The film was distributed by Paramount. We're looking at a 1 hour and 47 minute movie, so 107 minutes. Production budget, pretty modest, $11 million. Probably didn't need to be more. And opening weekend, they were number one in the box office with $8.8 million. Week two, they would repeat number one, making it 2 weeks in a row, another $7 million. And the 10-day total, $18.4 million. JD, what do you think about the first 10 days?
For 1989, for a baseball movie, for Corbin Burnson and Tom Berenger, I think this is a pretty good take. This is a good outing.
I agree with that 100%. They've already recouped the budget. There's $7 million in the red. Or is it the blue? What side is it? Black?
Yeah, they're not in the red. They are way out of the red.
Okay.
The red rocket has sprung.
Red Rockets scare me.
Yeah, I know. I remember that day in college.
Yeah. Do you think there's any type of schoolyard effect?
Oof. What? When did this movie come out?
1989. April.
April?
Start of baseball.
I think a little bit, yeah. I think it definitely rode the waves a little bit.
Okay. They would stay in the top 10 for 9 weeks. You are correct. There you go. So 9 weeks in the top 10, domestically grossing $49,797,148 with no international numbers. But that does recoup the budget pretty close to about 4.5 times what they put into it. So we go in the Sizzler, which
yes,
in the 80s was a nice place to eat. Also Shakey's. Did you ever eat at a Shakey's?
No, but I've had many a meal at Sizzler.
Okay. Now let's talk about the top 10 movies of the week for April 7th, 1989. We've got a pretty decent list here, I think. So number one, Major League. Number two, The Dream Team. Number three, Rain Man. Number four, Cyborg. Number five, Fletch Lives. Number six, Dead Calm. Number seven, The Rescuers, reissue, 1989. I believe that's the cartoon. Number eight, Lean on Me. Number nine, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Whoa. Number 10, Dangerous Liaisons. JD, what do you think about the top 10? Any standouts for you?
Nothing's really standing out outside of Bill and Ted. A bunch of movies that I've seen that I've known were, you know, rounding the bases back in the late 80s, but I have nothing that really excites me other than Bill and Ted.
I need to rewatch Dream Team. I feel like Michael Keaton, Christopher Lloyd, this movie has to be better than I remember it.
I don't think I've seen it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to try and get my paws on this and rewatch it, see if it's worth doing for the show. Tweet at us, though. Audience, let us know. Do you guys like the Dream Team? Is it worth us doing? Should we put it up on a poll topic? Let us know. I think it's worth a look for sure. Let's get into some critic and audience response. As usual, we're going to dive into the Rotten Tomatoes and use that to kind of gauge the response here. JD, how do you think the critics received Major League?
I am a little worried about my response.
Okay.
I feel like critically, we're looking 1989, we're looking at baseball, we're looking at a lot of mullets, we're looking at a movie with Charlie Sheen and Tom Berenger. It's a sport comedy, which tells me that critics probably aren't very positive.
Okay.
He's great in it, but if you're not a baseball fan, much like if you check out Ready to Rumble in our archives, if you're not a wrestling fan, you're not going to respond positively. So I want to try to focus on the positives, which is a really solid story. It's a good villains versus underdog ordeal, but I really don't think that the critics came to bat. I want to say that they poo-pooed a little bit, and I'm going to pull the Kyle Autry card, and I'm going to say 67%.
Oh, boy. 82% certified fresh from the critics.
No.
And the audience response, 84%.
That positive.
That positive.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. I do appreciate the shout-out to my old number, though. Thank you for that. But let's hear from a couple of the critics, see what they had to say. I got one positive, one negative. We'll start with the negative. Carrie Rickey of the Philadelphia Inquirer gave the film 2 out of 4 stars, and she said, "Somebody should tell Ward that winning isn't everything. Character is. And this is what the movie lacks." Okay, JD, what do you think?
I think that's probably in line with my initial knee-jerk reaction. Okay. To what I thought critics would think of this movie.
That is such, I think you're right, your initial reaction. I was surprised it was this high, but I'm sorry, winning isn't everything? If that wasn't a non-athlete that wrote that, I don't know who did. Yeah, winning is absolutely everything. You don't play sports to fucking lose.
See, okay, time out. I disagree, because in every sports match, there's going to be a winner and a loser.
Yeah.
And in any situation, it doesn't matter how hard you try, the other team can do better. So if you or lose, it doesn't matter as long as you try as hard as your little heart can manage.
Nope, disagree. Nope. Nope. And this is my issue with like youth sports now, where they're like, well, we don't keep score. And you're like, my son played basketball this year. Like, sir, coach, he can't steal the ball. I'm sorry. Are we playing basketball or not? What do you mean he can't steal the ball? We want them to learn how to dribble. I'm sorry. What? Come on.
Back up a moment. I feel like you misinterpreted what I said.
I'm hot. Okay, I'm back.
Okay, you're hot. But all I'm saying is there has to be a winner and there has to be a loser. And for winners to learn how to win, they need to win. For losers and to learn how to lose, they need to lose. Like, winning isn't everything. You have to lose. You learn more from losing than you do from winning. And that involves getting the ball stolen from you. If you get the ball stolen from you, then you say, holy shit, I need to cross over at this moment so I don't get the ball stolen next time.
Right. You can learn from that. Now,
exactly.
With that being said, I don't know that that's her point. I think she's like, well, winning isn't everything. You just get to try hard. No. Even though you can learn a lot from losing, anybody that's a competitor never goes out there going, well, if I give it my best, I guess I'll be fine. Oh, that's losers. Losers say that stuff.
You played to win.
I played to win. Bet your butt I did. I also lost a ton. God sakes. Now, let's hear a positive review. Then get off my soapbox. Richard Corliss of Time Magazine was very positive and said Major League doesn't try too hard or aim too high, but it is pretty funny. What do you think of that lackluster review?
Good word, lackluster. There's definitely, this man is not at a loss of intelligent words to describe this movie, but at the same time, who gives a damn? It's funny, it's enjoyable. Let's all eat cake.
Okay. Bunch of cake eaters around here. JD, what are you looking forward to most when we dive into the full review for Major League?
Pedro Serrano.
Yes, I am looking forward to Serrano and all of his just quirky, weird things that he does, his rituals. I wish we were talking about part two, because then we could talk about how they've got no marbles. But we'll get to part two at some point.
Huevos.
It's a really good, their sequel is underrated. Even though they recast their biggest actor because he blew up, I still love part two. It's really good. So we'll talk more about that on the full review. Make sure you guys subscribe to the podcast, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, CastBox, YouTube. Remember the rate review. Give us 5 stars. Please give us 5 stars. We're also on Facebook and we're on the web. All of our shows archived, backintimepod.wordpress.com. Get on there. Check out Jurassic Park, Monster Squad, Tommy Boy. Gosh, so many movies that we've done. Terminator. JD, throw me a bone. What's some of your favorite in our archive? Super Mario Brothers?
Super Mario Brothers, Major Payne, The Mask, The Big Lebowski.
I love it. Super Troopers, one of my favorites.
Super Troops.
So check those out. Those are all in our archives. You can watch them, listen to them anytime. And then you can also email us if you have any great ideas about the show, something you want us to cover. Backintimepodcast@gmail.com. Drop us a line. But for now, it's time to climb back into the DeLorean, dodge a 100-mile-an-hour fastball to the head, and return back to present day. We'll talk to you in a few days. See ya.
Joe Boo.